But I remember waking up the next morning and like being able to yawn and like eat cereal. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, is this even real?
I'm Adira Polite, and this is Then God Moved. Hello, today you're going to hear from Isabella Rose. She's a 17-year-old TikToker with an awesome testimony of physical healing. We talked about a ton of things in this episode, including health and miracles, lust and sexual sin, Hollywood, and Christian art in general. There's a lot of laughter and joy in this episode. I really think you'll enjoy it.
Thank you for taking the time to be here. I know you're busy. You're like young, but you're somehow crazy busy. I can just sense it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So I first came across you on TikTok. You were talking about how God healed your jaw, and you were talking about churches that choose to not engage the Holy Spirit, like churches that seem to believe that the Holy Spirit is not moving or seem to think that the God of the Bible is somehow different than the God of today. And you were just talking a lot about the reality of healing and that it happens. So we'll talk a little bit about that. But first, I would love to just talk about you. Where are you from? How did you grow up? When did you come to know Christ?
Yeah, so my dad's in the military, so I've moved around pretty much my whole life. I grew up in a Christian household, but I grew up mostly in like the South. And so down there is kind of like the Bible Belt. Mm-hmm. And I grew up kind of around like really religious churches or churches that didn't engage with the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. I did get the Holy Spirit when, like the gift of tongues, I got that when I was in third grade. So to some degree, like I've always had discernment, like I've felt things, but nobody had ever really taught me how to engage in that and like how to, I guess, like utilize the Holy Spirit. So then when I was in eighth grade, I was going into eighth grade. I actually broke my jaw. I was at church and we were having like this youth gathering and we were playing cops and robbers in the dark around the city at night.
What? And,
yeah, I don't know who authorized that, but I remember I ended up getting separated from the person that I was with, and I was kind of just by myself, like, okay, whatever. Nobody was answering their phone, so I was just walking the streets by myself. And I remember I was walking through this plaza, and like all the stores were closed, like nobody was there, and this guy pulled up in his truck. And at first I thought it was my dad because they had like the same truck. And I was like, okay, like I must get whooped. but it wasn't my dad. And this guy got out of his truck. And I like, even though I didn't know much about discernment or like Holy Spirit or any of that, like I had such a strong gut feeling to just run and get out of there. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, okay, like I'm leaving. And so I ran and I ended up falling down this hill and I busted my jaw. I broke like the joints. I broke three teeth. Like it was just crazy. And so I ended up calling my dad and you know, we went to the ER and I got stitches and all that fun stuff. But it's really interesting because we were about to move to Las Vegas after I had broken my jaw. And everybody was like, oh my gosh, like how are you doing? Like, and I was like, you know, I'm good. Like for 3 months, I couldn't eat solid food. My jaw wasn't bad enough to where I had to get it wired shut. It was kind of just able to heal on its own. And then I'd have to get braces to even it out after. But I remember like even after that 3 month period, it hurt to eat. Like my jaw would get tired. I remember waking up in the morning and my jaw would kind of like be locked. Like I couldn't yawn. Then we ended up moving. And the church that I go to now is like filled with the Holy Spirit. Like I remember my first day going to that church and I literally like the presence of God was so like heavy. It literally knocked the breath out of me. I was like, what is happening? You know, I saw crazy healings. Like I've seen people get out of wheelchairs. I've seen people like with cancer tumors, like get healed, like crazy, crazy things. And I remember too, like going up to the altar, like they would have altar calls. And I remember going up to the altar multiple times, like, God, if you can heal these people, like, I know that you can heal me. Like, I've seen you do it for other people. So, like, why can't you do it for me? And, you know, that was kind of the first time I've ever experienced anything like that, too, because, like, I've grown up in environments where it wasn't like that, where people, like, wouldn't pray over you, you know, or they wouldn't have altar calls. And so a few months that passed by where I would go up to the altar any chance I could to get prayer, like, just believing that God could heal me. And so I remember one night, this was probably like my jaw had been broken about 9 months at this point. Mm-hmm. And my jaw was actually supposed to be broken for 3 years before it was like considered healed. It was a long time. And I was like, I'm not waiting that long. But so it was about 9 months. And my mom and me had got invited to like this creative meeting at church where it was kind of just like prophetic night. So like, you could paint prophetically, play music, you know, all of that. And at one point they were, you know, asking, does anybody need prayer for anything? Nobody said anything. And I was like, you know, maybe I won't ask. Like, I was honestly like kind of, I was scared. I was like, I don't want to go through this again when my jaw doesn't get healed. But I remember they started to move on and Holy Spirit was like, no, like you need to say something. So I did. And I ended up getting healed. Mm-hmm. And I remember going home that night, my mom and me were in the car and like, I couldn't open my mouth very wide either. Like it was broken. So, I remember I was able to open my mouth, like actually open it. Like I couldn't eat cheeseburgers. I couldn't eat steak, none of that. But like, I remember opening my mouth and then my mom was like, oh my gosh, like we need to go get food. Like, see if this is for real, for real. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. So we went and I remember we went to McDonald's and I ate like a cheeseburger. I ate fries. Wow. I ate everything and my jaw did not pop. It didn't hurt. It didn't get tired. And even too, I remember waking up the next morning and like being able to yawn and like eat cereal. And I was like, oh my gosh, like, is this even real? But then I remember at that point, so that was my freshman year and I'm a senior now. So back then I was really, really timid. Like I had really bad anxiety and like God has definitely set me free from that. But I remember it was probably around a year or like a few months after my jaw had gotten healed and we were having a women's conference at church. And one of the nights I remember they were talking about the power of testimony and they were just asking people like, oh, does anybody have a testimony that they want to share? And I felt like my heart was beating fast. Like I felt it in my heart. Like Holy Spirit was like, go up there and share your testimony. Like, I was like, oh, I don't know. Like this is scary. Right.
I don't know about that.
Yeah. And so I ended up going up there and I ended up sharing my testimony. Sorry, someone had just called me. Okay. All right. I remember someone... As I was sharing my testimony, people came up after, like before I had even prayed and saying that by the power of my testimony, like they had gotten healed, like Holy Spirit had touched them and they got healed. Mm. And then I prayed after and then Holy Spirit like had healed more people. And I will never forget this, but I remember this lady came up to the corner and she was like crying. She came up and she was sharing and she was talking about how she had been a prostitute for 15 years. And I guess like she had gotten beat up and her jaw had been broken ever since. Mm. And her jaw was like crooked and she was crying and she was saying that as I was sharing my testimony her jaw popped back into place and she was completely healed. And it was just like crazy and like I'll never forget that. And then even too I remember our pastor, our pastor's wife, she had went and preached somewhere in Texas and she had shared my testimony and more people got healed. So it's like because I had faith, he just like multiplied that because of like my faithfulness, you know, because God like doesn't ever waste anything. Because I remember too, when my jaw got healed, like I had actually felt so seen by God. Like it was in that moment that I realized like he's so personal and like he cares about all our needs, like no matter how big or how small they are, you know? So yeah, it was just really powerful. And yeah, it's amazing.
Wow. How would you describe your own healing? Because like I have a clear picture of these other people who were healed through the power of your testimony. But when you were at church, what was that like for you? Was it literally like instantaneous pain relief at the church or was it a more gradual thing? I want to see it.
Yeah, it was actually really gradual. I remember, so when they were praying for me, they're like, okay, well, we're believing for this. And I remember my jaw, like my mouth started chattering. And it's funny because that's like kind of my telltale sign now. Like I know when I need to pray for like a oral healing or something like that, when my jaw starts to chatter, which is crazy. Like every time that happens, like usually I go and pray for someone that has like a needs healing in that area. But I remember it was like a gradual thing. So like they had prayed and then they were like, oh, like, how do you feel? I remember the pain went down and I was like, it just like felt so weird. I don't know how to explain it. Like I didn't feel heat or anything, but my mouth like would not stop chattering. Like I was like warm, but like, it was like if I was cold. And then I just went down until like, we just kept having faith. Like God, like we're not going to stop praying until you finish it. Cause like, God finished what he starts, you know? So it was like that. And it was really cool. It was just really cool. It was definitely like a moment of like breakthrough emotionally too, because I remember I had carried a lot of shame because of like me breaking my jaw, just because I felt like so much pressure, like, oh my gosh, like now my parents have to pay all these bills, like now like they have to take care of me in this way. And it just felt like really shameful. And I remember like God just meeting me there and healing that place too. So
that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Did you feel, in addition to that shame before your healing, did you ever struggle with your theology of God, like your personal understanding of God and suffering? Because I feel like a lot of people who are in either physical sickness or spiritual, emotional sickness, they kind of think, they start to doubt, like, is God really real? Like, does he actually care for me because I'm going through this? How did you look at that in your suffering?
You know, it's kind of weird. Like, even though I carry that shame, like, it was more of like at myself. Like, I don't think my perception of God ever really changed. Because I honestly look back at that time as like a really joyful time. It's really like weird to say that, but I remember like going to the dentist, like going to like the doctor and being like really happy. Like, there were times where I would be sad because like I couldn't do things that I could do anymore. Like, it would hurt to eat. Like, it was
cheeseburgers.
Just like,
no cheeseburgers.
Yeah, I definitely miss that. Oh my gosh, literally the day after I broke my jaw and I came home from like that night, my parents got Chick-fil-A and ate it in front of me.
No!
And I was like, are you kidding me?
That's so rude.
Like, I walked downstairs and I was like, why are you doing this to me? Yeah, I honestly remember being pretty joyful during that time and like being happy and kind of just making the best of the situation. I feel like that's kind of just how I cope to some degree, is just having joy in that suffering. And like, at that point, like in the early stages, like I didn't understand like the power of God, I guess you could say, but like I knew that everything happens for a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like you hadn't seen him use your suffering the way that he has, but you knew that he could and that he would.
Yeah, definitely. That's how it was. Yeah. And I remember too, my favorite Bible verse at the time was Hebrews 6:19, where it talks about like having our hope as an anchor for our soul. And that really honestly got me through that time, just like understanding like this is going to turn out fine, like it's going to be okay. So yeah.
That's awesome. So when you share your story now, do you ever struggle with the question of why God chose to heal your jaw, but he doesn't heal everyone?
You know, I don't really understand that myself. I feel like it's kind of one of those things that we won't really understand until we get to heaven. I do believe, though, like, obviously there's problems that happen to people. Like, obviously what happened to me, like, I had an accident and I fell down and I broke my jaw. But I feel like a lot of times, too, like, some sicknesses or some illnesses or, like, some, like, physical body problems that just come out of nowhere are actually demonic. Because one thing that I've learned, especially in this past year, is that deliverance and healing go hand in hand. Like, if it's not something that, like, oh, the doctors can explain this type of thing, like, obviously we need doctors like that can help us through this, you know, get medicine, whatever, get treatment. But if it's just kind of out of nowhere and like, it's not really explainable, like doctors are like, we don't know what this is. I do think that it can be demonic, and sometimes people need deliverance from certain things because like, you know, the spiritual realm affects us in the natural realm. You know what I mean? And even too, like I've done deliverances. I think we did a deliverance on my dad because his back was hurting him. And we realized like, oh, like this is like something spiritual that you need like deliverance from. And we ended up delivering him like in his back and he felt better. So yeah, I definitely think that that can affect us as well. We need deliverance in the body of Christ. You know what I mean?
Big time understatement.
Yeah.
Yeah. For sure. For sure. Yeah. That's really awesome. It's really cool that you are how old? What, 17? 18?
Yeah.
You're 17 and you have a ministry. You do have like an online ministry, and it seems like you're doing stuff in your real in-person life too. How would you describe your calling, so to speak? Obviously all of us are called to the same things, but the way it manifests is very different. How do you see God using you?
Honestly, I just like at the end of the day, I just want to help people, like no matter what I do. But I do love the creative arts. I love creating. I love writing like screenplays, making videos, things like that. And that's really what I have a passion for. And I guess like my ultimate dream is to have a deliverance ministry in Hollywood, just because my heart really breaks for that industry, you know, and just how open people are about like their depression, like suicide, things that they struggle with. And it's like, we have the answer. And I feel like sometimes as Christians, we kind of shy away from that industry because it's like really scary sometimes, but it's like that's like when we need to charge in, you know what I mean? Like God has given us the power and authority to take over darkness and to establish his kingdom. And I feel like, you know, like we have the power to do that wherever we go, like whatever, whatever, in whatever you do. So yeah, that's definitely where my heart is. And I mean, I like to teach and preach. I feel like that's just, I love doing that. It's so fun.
You're gifted at it too. You really are.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely something that I really enjoy, which is crazy because I never would have thought I would do that. Like it's funny. I was actually looking through my Snapchat memories a few days ago, and I remember I had scrolled down all the way to my freshman year, and I literally found a picture of me where I was in my speech and debate class, and I didn't like speaking in front of people. And I was like, you know, I'm taking this class so one day God can use me and I can speak in front of people. And it's like, wow, like I've come so far.
Yeah.
From that point. But yeah, definitely like healing and deliverance are like, those are the gifts that God has given me, or like what he wants to do through me. Mm-hmm. And that's definitely my heart. I love helping people. Like my heart is so for our generation and just people in need, like to understand like the goodness of God. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even too, like I struggle with lust for a large portion of my life. And like just seeing how that has definitely infiltrated our generation. I feel like our generation just wants to be loved. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And we can only find like that long lasting, like satisfying love through Jesus, because lust is never satisfied. But when you find like that in Jesus, yeah, you're fulfilled. Yeah.
Right. That's a tough message for, in particular, your generation. I separate myself from Gen Z. I'm like, I'm not Gen Z. I rebuke that. You know, I mean, you're growing up in a hyper sexual culture. I mean, it's easily accessed, and it's just in your face. And it's kind of like, if you're not with this, then you're not cool. But I've been really encouraged by a lot of the Gen Z Christians that I've been meeting. Obviously, you're one of them. It seems like the tide is turning. There are a lot of young people really resisting the culture and standing up for truth. And I think you're right. I think that not just your generation, but everyone just wants to feel loved and accepted and even celebrated. And you can find all of that in Christ. I have found that, like, the validation that comes from God, I mean, it is just 1,000 times better than anything you could ever get from man, because it's not based on you. It's not even based on your own actions. It's literally like, God loves you, period. And he restores you, and he will use you. It's not, if you try really, really, really hard, then he'll love you. None of that. It's never that.
Yeah. That's so good. Yeah. It's crazy. I've seen so many younger like actors and actresses all of a sudden, like I'm Christian. Like,
really?
Like on TikTok, one of them is Chyna Ann McClain. She was on Disney Channel and she started posting Christian content. And I was like, oh my gosh, like there's a bunch of people stepping up. And I do believe like there's going to be a harvest of people that like we would have never guessed that are going to get saved. You know what I mean? Because God definitely, like, God wants to redeem everybody. And, like, their testimonies, I feel like, too. Like, I feel like the more people, like, with major influence like that, that step up.
Yes.
Is going to create boldness in other people. Because I think that, I forgot where it's at. I literally read it today. I think it's in Romans. But it talks about how, like, our obedience, like, will inspire other people to be obedient.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I definitely believe, like, that's going to start happening here soon.
Yes. And it's the power of story, which is, you know, what we were talking about earlier, your testimony that you shared, literally you saw with your own eyes that it freed people. God worked through your faithfulness and through your sharing of what he'd done for you. And, you know, it's funny that you are interested in screenwriting, because that's my heart too. My dream is to turn some of these testimonies into films. And I've had a chance, because of the grace of God, to talk to so many people, really during the pandemic, people God's connected me with in the industry who have a similar dream, just to share the truth of the gospel on screen. And it just feels like there's something bubbling under the surface in the industry, specifically in the entertainment industry.
One of my friends, Darren Scott Jacobs, he's been on the podcast. He's a screenwriter, Christian screenwriter. And he just talks so much about how we should be telling the best stories. Like, our God is a storyteller. Jesus spoke in parables. Like, we have the best stories.
We just have to tell them well. And a lot of times we don't tell them well, but that's changing.
Yeah, I completely agree. Like, I feel like these movies are like more of like you're getting preached at rather than like telling the story, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like God wants to reach everybody, you know, like not just Christians. And like, obviously those movies are great, but you can tell stories that are just fine. Like, they're like secular, but the message behind it is so powerful. And like, God can speak to anybody through anything. Like, I remember Star Wars, like, God, I remember the newest trilogy, each film was so like timely for me. And I was like, wow, like, God, like, I can't believe you're like, this is so
using
cool.
Using this,
like,
right.
Yeah, because it's funny, like, even when I, like, prophesy over people sometimes, like, God usually speaks to me through movie scenes. So it's like, God can use anything he wants. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I definitely believe, like, there's, like, the creative Christians are going to start stepping up for sure. Because I feel like this generation is so creative, too. Like, we literally have the ultimate creator, like, as our friend.
Right, exactly.
Like, in communication with us. Like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I sometimes forget that, and then I remember, and I'm like, oh my goodness, I'm really, you're my favorite artist, like, you're really, like, the best, like, there's just nothing that he hasn't thought of and that he can't do, and it's really awesome when Christians actually rely on him for their art. Like, I found whenever I try to do this project on my own strength and using my own understanding, it just goes off track. But whenever I get out of his way and actually trust him with every detail, he blows my mind. Like, he is by far the most creative. I wanted to call this project, it's so embarrassing, I wanted to call it God Stories. And God was like, no. He was like, that's lame. And I kept trying to get, like, the domain name God Stories. And I kept trying to, like, make the Instagram name God. And he was like, no. And he blocked it. He literally blocked it. And then this one day, it was then God moved, like, from the back of my head. And I knew it was him.
Wow.
Like, he is just... he is so much more creative than any of us could ever dream of being. And if we actually align with him, like, his will is it. There's nothing better.
Don't. Amen.
Yeah.
Even too, like, oh my gosh, my dream is to have a Christian anime.
Oh,
like,
that would be really cool.
Like, based off the Bible, you know how cool that would be? Because I feel like even too, like, Bible stories, the Bible is, like, crazy. Like, oh my gosh.
It's wild. Yeah.
But yeah. And I think that's such a cool way of, like, even, like, spreading the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Old Testament is crazy.
It is. And the prophecy, like, of Christ throughout the Old Testament is just wild, too.
Yeah.
I would love to have you meet some of the people that I've been talking to. I feel like there are awesome, awesome things coming.
He's raising up an army for sure. Like, he's really showing this generation how to fight back against darkness and have, like, an attitude against the demonic. You know what I mean? Like, there's nothing better, like, than Jesus, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
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 I see awesome things in your future, friend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Get ready for your inbox to be full of people asking to reach out and ask questions. I can already see it. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this episode, please do us a favor and leave us a rating and a review. And as always, feel free to send any questions or comments to thengodmoved@gmail.com.